السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Yesterday we discussed the two attributive names of Allah, Al-Mu'izz, the one who honors, Al-Mudil, the one who disgraces. We discussed the ayah of the Quran, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. It is only Allah who can grant true honor, and it is only Allah who can disgrace. You can have all the honor in the world, and in a split second you can lose it if Allah wants you to lose it. You can be the most disgraced person on earth. If Allah wants you to become honorable, you'll become honorable in a way that people won't even understand how it happened. Allah honors people based on their taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That's why, despite the objections of the Meccans, it was the black-skinned Bilal radiallahu anhu was given the honor of sounding out the adhan in the Masjid al-Haram at the time of the liberation of Makkah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had cautioned them that honor is not based on wealth, on status, on lineage, on the color of your skin. It's based on the level of taqwa in your heart. And that is what Allah looks at. The majority of the problems that we face today, from backbiting to criticizing to fault finding, is all as a result of having a superiority complex and not working on our taqwa. And we concluded with the statement of Umar radiallahu anhu, where he says that we were the most disgraced of people, and Allah granted us honor by virtue of Islam. If you seek honor in those things which Allah has prohibited, then you'll be disgraced. And if you seek honor in those things which Allah has permitted, then you will find honor. Now today we discuss the attribute of name, As-Sami', the being who hears everything. Allah's hearing is not similar to that of the creation. Allah does not need an ear. Allah does not need an organ or a limb for this to function. Allah can hear the entire creation equally all at once. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that there was a woman who came to complain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The story is detailed, but in short, she says, Aisha radiallahu anha says, she was speaking so softly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I couldn't make out what she was saying. She was complaining about something, but I couldn't make out. And then Allah reveals the verse, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. Definitely Allah has heard the speech of that woman who has been arguing with you regarding her husband. Allah heard it, even though Aisha radiallahu anha was in the same house. And the house was very small. It was like one room. And she could not hear it. So kings, they need intermediaries. They cannot listen to everyone simultaneously. They cannot speak to everyone directly at the same time. But Allah can hear the sound of every human, angel, jinn, animal, everything in existence simultaneously. Allah can hear the sound of a black ant moving on a black stone on a dark night, because Allah is closer to us than our jugular veins. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Sahaba in the early days of Islam had asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَقْرِيبٌ رَبُّنَا فَنُنَاجِيهِ أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِيهِ. Is our Allah close to us so that we can call out to Him softly, or is He far that we must call out to Him loudly? And Allah said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When you call out to me, I'm always close. Meaning I can hear better than you can hear yourself. Allah can not only hear what you are saying verbally, Allah can see your weakness, your helplessness. Allah understands where your plea is coming from. That's why it's so foolish to turn to man. And even more foolish to turn to man after man has passed on. When that man was alive, he couldn't listen to everyone simultaneously. When that man was alive, he had limitations in his hearing. And now you turn to him after he passes on, praying at his grave, directly to him, that obviously is not correct. So here what we learn is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who can hear us at any time. Turn to Allah, who is al-sami', who can hear everything and anything. The scholars give a beautiful explanation. They say that there are limitations to human hearing. There are some languages you can understand, other languages you don't understand. There are some people whose accent you can make out, other people whose accent you can't make out. There are some people that can listen to one person at a time, two people at a time, but not more than that. Nobody can listen to everyone equally and simultaneously. But Allah can hear all voices at the same time, all languages at the same time. Even if you don't put it verbally on your tongue, when you just think about it, Allah knows it. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي قَلْبِ الْقَائِلِ قَبْلَ أَن يَقُولِ. Allah knows what's in the heart of the speaker even before you have spoken. Allah already knows what is in your heart. So when we are making dua, let us call out to Allah because He's a Sami', He hears everything. And when we are doing things, or we are saying things privately, softly, quietly, thinking that no one is hearing, we should remind ourselves that Allah is hearing. As-Sami', the being who hears everything. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.